For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area, 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell him Frank Cusumano sent you.
Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back to She Said, He Said. It is December 21st. We are just inches away from that holiday, Merry Christmas Day and celebration. Hopefully you have family coming in, or you're going to see family, or spending it with your best friends, or even if you're going to be by yourself, enjoy the holiday and for what it's all about, as this tis the season to be jolly.
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard for people. I mean, it's a difficult time for some. They lost a loved one, or they're away from their family because they live out of town and that. So we hope that you can find something that'll bring some joy to your day and enjoy the season and what it's all about. So I'm Kelly Lamb with Gordon Montgomery. We've got the Grover over there at the wheel, making sure all the buttons are pushed. Kathleen Kaiser, our producer, she's chatting out there with somebody. But now in the studio with us, welcome to the show, we have Al Schumacher, and he's here to talk about TPA. So welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. You got your wife there giving you support and enjoying a little time on the radio with you. Tell us what the TPA stands for and how it got started.
Well, TPA is the Travelers Protective Association of America. We're a nonprofit membership organization whose mission is to improve the quality of life of the communities we live through promoting and facilitating community service programs.
Now, this is something that started quite some time ago.
1890.
That's incredible. 1890. Where have I been? Under a rock that I didn't. What? Can you tell us a little bit about what brought them together in 1882 to establish this?
Well, they were a group of traveling salesmen, and they were traveling around the country.
That was a concept that's still going today, isn't it?
Yes. And we changed the laws and had the bed sheets changed, because that wasn't a law until the Travelers Protective Association lobbied for that.
Really?
Yes.
You don't think about, huh?
Uh-huh. You take it for granted.
Right. So and that's one of them then. So because of that, rules and an organization was put together for people's safety that have to travel around.
Yes, and we have national child safety programs. We created the Children Have an Identity program, the CHAD sticker.
Sure.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay.
And for those that aren't, please let them know.
Well, it's the sticker that you can put under a car seat. It identifies the child, because when Chad was 13 months old, he was in a car accident. His babysitter got killed. They took him to the hospital, and they couldn't treat him because they didn't know who he was.
Oh, my gosh.
So our organization created the CHAD sticker to prevent that from happening again.
And especially back
I don't
then as well.
Did you have CHAD stickers on yours?
I don't think so.
We did either.
I didn't even know about it. I don't even think I thought about something like that and didn't. But, you know, now you hear about it.
Mine are 33
grown.
And 28 now, so they're good. But
we'd like to still put a nameplate on their seats, on our kids' seat. So your involvement, tell us about here right now to this day.
Well, I'm here to promote the Scholarship Trust for the Hearing Impaired. And that was established by TPA in 1975. And that's our philanthropic arm. And we support families and individuals who are impacted with deafness or hearing loss. We provide financial aid and public advocacy.
So 29 grants were actually awarded this year.
Oh, many more than that. I think the number that you're seeing, that may have been from the
an older one.
Quarter.
That's incredible.
Just from the third quarter.
And what will those grants do?
It will buy mechanical devices, interpreters, provide books for tuition for special schools. So if you go to an accredited hearing school, we give you grants for that. If you're an older individual, it will pay for your hearing aids. So we have a variety of things that the money can be used for.
And your outreach programs that you have, what are some of those?
The outreach through TPA or mm-hmm. the Scholarship Trust?
I didn't know you had them in both areas. So you tell me what's most important.
Well, they're both important. What we do is we try to get engaged in the community. We had a 5K walk. We did a bicycle rodeo where the Maryland Heights Police Department, we partnered with them to put on the bike rodeo. We gave away 40 helmets to the first 40 kids that didn't have helmets. We promoted the Chad sticker there.
And are you putting on these events, or can other people be able to get involved if they want to do something to put an event on to help?
Well, that's a great question, because what you can do if you want to become involved, you can be a member of our organization, and we have posts throughout the country, approximately 135 across the country. So you could always go online and join, or you could call us at national headquarters. And we're always looking for people like you just brought up, because we can't do it without the volunteers.
And so on your next scholarship deadline, can you let us know about that deadline and what people can do?
Sure. The applications they're always available, but the next cycle, the deadline is December 31st. Applications and instructions can be found on our website at TPAHQ/scholarship trust.
And then next year, everything will begin all over again and looking for those people that want to support.
Yes, we do that every quarter.
Okay.
And if you're eligible for a grant, you can apply each and every year.
Okay.
So if you got one last year, you can apply again.
Perfect. All right. Well, we appreciate it so much. It's valuable what you do. And who knew back from 1882, it was established, Gordon, not estimated.
Established. She said that once. She didn't know what EST meant one day.
No, it's not that I didn't know what it meant.
I knew what it meant.
Sometimes you have those tongue twisters in your head and you just read something incorrectly. And of course, I get a look like a deer in headlights when I do many of those they say quite often.
Yeah, it's great to see a lot of your members have been members for over 25 years or more. So that's pretty incredible.
We have some people that are 50 and 60 year members.
Wow.
But when you're doing great things in the community, why would you want to leave?
That's right.
Al Schumacher, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. We hope that your holidays are wonderful, and thank you for all that you do within the communities. Is there anything that we didn't mention that you know how to make sure the community knows?
Just go out and look at www.tpahq.org for more information on how to join.
Perfect. We'll also share it on She Said, He Said. I know they can go to your site, and it's also our shows are archived, and you can go back and download, share it, re-listen to it, and keep spreading the word.
Great.
Thanks so much for having me. All right.
Awesome. Great stuff. That's what's always great. There's things that, so many things we don't even know about, you know, and that's what I love about this show, because I didn't know anything about the sticker being underneath there, and it's a great concept and a great thing, because you don't think about having a car accident, something happening to you, but nothing happening to the child, and then the emergency rescue first responders come, they have no clue, you know?
Well, maybe, especially in the case of a babysitter and outside of the family, because their driver's license doesn't match the child and it's not their child.
And that child could have been hurt and needs some type of treatment, which was very concerning to me, is the way our laws are set up now, they don't want to treat a child because then they're going to become responsible for something, because if they treat the child wrong, you know, then they're in trouble.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very important. Very cool.
All right. Well, don't go anywhere. We will be back with more fun. We've got a good hour and a half to go still.
Yes, goodness. We do.
All right, we'll be back with more right here on 590 The Fan.
On She Said, He Said.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. But no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the...
Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Are you all set? You've been piling up those Schnucks Rewards points all year. What better time to cash them in? You could have Schnucks pay for the Thanksgiving turkey or a pumpkin pie from the best bakery in St. Louis. Maybe even your entire holiday meal, all because you're a Schnucks Rewards member. Whether you're hosting the whole family or bringing a special dish to their house, make sure you're all set for Thanksgiving. Head to Schnucks and cash in those rewards points. Think Schnucks.